Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Sri Lanka's agriculture and plantation industries minister Mahinda Amawira, addressing an audience of 750 tea professionals during the opening remarks at the Colombo International Tea Convention, announced that by the end of 2024, quote, "We will establish a globally accepted national sustainability standard for Ceylon tea." This is a significant milestone for the Sri Lankan tea sector and a testament to our commitment to addressing the challenges of climate change and assuring the development and well-being of plantation workers and smallholder farmers. This new standard will guide the development and implementation of a regenerative agricultural model promoting low-carbon tea production. This multifaceted approach involves a life cycle analysis to ensure our tea production processes are environmentally sustainable and economically valuable, he said. Quote, "Our objectives can only be achieved by adapting environmentally and socially sustainable, ethical, innovative, and commercially oriented agricultural practices," he said. Sri Lankan Tea Board Chair Niraj Dimel explained that the convention theme, Tea, a Lifestyle and a Livelihood, resonates deeply with our ongoing commitment to uplifting the livelihood of communities in the growing regions. Quote, "It is vital to recognize the dual role tea plays, not only as a cherished beverage, but also as a foundation of livelihood and a vibrant lifestyle. This convention allows us to share the progress we have made and the lessons learned from our journey to transform Ceylon tea to cater to the needs of the future." Quote, "To ensure that tea remains a sustainable source of income for all those involved in its production, we must focus on enhancing the livelihoods of our key producers and workers. The well-being of our workforce is linked to the quality and success of the tea industry. It is essential that we prioritize the welfare of our tea workers. This entails improving working conditions, offering fair wages, and ensuring access to essential services such as healthcare and education. Empowering our workforce through training and development programs is crucial. Equipping workers with skills and knowledge enables them to contribute more effectively to the industry. We have to go beyond the fields and factories. Tea must be integrated into our lives and promoted as a product that connects people and brings joy." Business Insight. Attendees at the three-day event were attentive during 8 well-researched and comprehensive sessions featuring 50 speakers. They were vibrant during social activities beyond the welcome cocktails, including a formal gala with music, dancers, and drums, and a concluding party on the beach. It has been 7 years since the tea community last gathered in Sri Lanka. A reenactment of the century-old Ceylon Outcry auctions generated 46 million rupees for charity to benefit tea workers. The auction enriched the Colombo Tea Traders Charity Trust account by $155,000. Colombo Tea Traders Association Chairman Sanjaya Harath said, quote, "This fund uplifts the educational standards of the children in the plantations. We want to develop 130 smart classrooms and offer the children education in the English language," end quote. The auction featured 39 lots drawn from Sri Lanka's 7 tea-producing regions, showcased an ornate wooden chest known as tea caskets. The artisan and traditional orthodox varieties generated excitement as the auctioneer encouraged the ever-increasing bids. Sri Lanka's first outcry auction was in July 1883, when 5 lots totaling £999 were sold. 8 catalogs of teas for this year's auction were on offer. Brokers included Asia Siaka Commodities, Ceylon Tea Brokers, Forbes and Walker, like commodity brokers, Eastern Brokers, Bartlett Produce Marketing, Mercantile Produce Brokers, and John Keel's. Teas from respective regions were ranked for their distinctive characteristics, adherence to high standards, and industry norms and factories processing the tea, suitability for export to the international market, and the ability to produce commercial quantities to meet demand. The auction was conducted in Jasmine Hall at the BMICH Center. Tea Biz correspondent Shamori in Kenya reports Williamson Tea shareholders will earn less in 2024 despite the company's increase in turnover. The modest downturn did not discourage billionaire Kenyan investor Bellobi Mattel, now Williamson Tea's second biggest shareholder, from increasing his stake in the company by 92,200 shares, valued at 23 million shillings as of the year ending 31 March 2024. Tea volume increased by 3% from 16 million to 17 million kilos sold in the year ending March 31st, according to a 27 June report by the company's secretary, Gilbert Masaki. Overall production increased 25% to 18.9 million kilos of tea through March 2024, compared to 15.1 million kilos the previous year. Williamson's four farms, located west of the Rift Valley in Kenya, reported average tea prices of made tea declined from 257 shillings per kilo last year to 256 shillings this year. That's about $1.97 per kilo. Profits from continuing operations dipped from $564 million in 2023 to $527 million this year. Williamson Tea directors have proposed a final dividend of 15 shillings per share this year, increasing the total to 25 shares, amounting to about 437.8 million shillings.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.